Hi, this is Larry London, and welcome to Border Crossings on VOA TV. Today, we are joined by a guy who became very famous on TV here in the United States, where he was performing every week for quite a while because he went all the way up to the near the finals. Will Mosley's here. Welcome to the Voice of America.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I know we tried this before, but I'm glad we're able to make it work right now. And you look like you got a tan. Where were you that you got a tan?
We've just been running. We've been here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, okay. And,
it's not because it's been warm in the South, I can say that. We've been in Georgia for a little bit, in Tennessee, back and forth from Nashville, but it's been a little chilly down here.
And you got your first guitar at 16, a gift for Christmas from your mom, but you didn't touch it for 3 years. What happened?
I played it for a couple of days and it found itself in the closet.
So what is it that changed your mind on that? What made you go grab it again at 19 and in college and start to play then?
Well, you know, I think it was a mutual just kind of decision for me. I was separating with college football at the time and found myself with a lot of free time, but I also found myself bored at the same time and kind of missing home once I didn't have something to do around the clock every day. And the guitar was just kind of the thing that I picked up to fill that free space.
Were you a lineman or a center? You're one or the other.
I was a guard tackle.
A guard tackle. Okay. Well, there you go. That's what I thought. You've got to be tackling somebody with your size and strength. And now you're tackling the music industry, which is kind of a difference from being in sports, which is what you originally were hoping for.
Yeah, we're giving it a shot anyway.
Well, that's good. I mean, and you gave it a great shot on American Idol, where you were in season 22. And I guess, you know, the audition to get before the judges was quite a process. I read where it took you a number of auditions on the phone.
It does, you know, and that was something that kind of surprised me. I wasn't sure what to expect going in, but there's like five different Zoom auditions with different producers along the way before you actually ever see the judges. So there was a lot more that went into it.
And one of your songs, Everything But Me, went to number one on iTunes in Sweden, Norway, Ireland, New Zealand, charted in 16 countries, and has over 500,000 streams.
Yeah, that's been the blessing coming off of the show. Everything But Me was released a few months back now and just absolutely has been a blessing for us.
What is the story behind the song? What motivated you to write that song?
So one of my really close friends plays guitar with us. He's actually playing it with us today. And, you know, he had the idea, the inspiration for the song. We kind of started playing around with it. And, you know, I think it's kind of evident in the song that it just tells the story of a breakup, you know, a divorce or just a simple breakup even, you know, but when one person leaves that relationship a little bit better than they came into it. And, you know, you live with somebody for so long and you collect all of these different things together, and then when they leave, the song pretty much tells about she took everything but me.
Well, let's check it out. Well said. Everything But Me, Will Mosley, here on Border Crossings.
She took everything she pleased. shiver the stars and anger the moon. But the sun's what makes the flowers bloom. You reap what you sow, and you sow what you reap. I know you can't trust her, so you can't sleep. Don't get down, she'll kick you out. That's the way love goes, no doubt. Cause I done tried everything. Hell, I even bought a house with a big backyard, fancy clothes and a brand new car. When she left, she took everything she pleased. Let me tell you, she wanted everything but me. Oh, let me tell you, she wanted everything but me.
Border Crossings, that's Will Mosley, is singing Everything But Me, which is a new song recently released. It's already got a 500,000 streams and doing very well for Will Mosley. So is this a part of an album that you're planning to release, or an EP, or what?
It's I think it'll probably be added to the EP. We're working hard right now, just trying to figure out what that looks like. You know, that's the crazy part about the music industry, is you never can tell what the next step needs to be. Sometimes you take a guess, but it's definitely in consideration for being added to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I voted for you on the show, and I've never voted for anybody. I really enjoyed you, and I know that you're so excited because people are comparing you to Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, you know, that's a huge compliment for me, you know, as someone that I guess we have a few familiar, you know, looks about us, but just an awesome musician and someone that I respect highly and look up to. So it's always a great compliment to hear that.
And who did you grow up listening to? Who are your inspirations?
You know, I grew up listening to a mix of music from the classics of, you know, Waylon Willie Merle, those just icons in the classic country world. Grew up listening to Bob Seger. So that mix of rock in there is just always, it's always kind of present. It just kind of lives in the back of my mind when I'm in a creative space.
Mm-hmm. So has it always been country music for you?
For me, it's pretty much always been country.
What was the first song that you remember writing? Was it country? Was it rock?
It was a country song. I'm trying to remember the name of it. I remember I wrote like three or four songs when I first learned how to play like three chords on a guitar. And I just remember then thinking, oh, this is good. And I remember coming back to it like 6 months down the road and was like, this is awful. Like, I can't let anyone hear this. So I've stayed away from them pretty much.
Well, you grew up down south, as you mentioned, and in a small town. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that you would pick this career. I find it interesting. I don't find it surprising. It's just interesting.
Well, you know, as a musician in a small town like that, it's really unheard of. You know, there's a lot of people down there. There's a lot of talent around, you know, our area even. But it's just so hard to find a way to make a career out of it that most people have a day job and they do it on the side. They play on the weekends local and things like that. But as far as someone actually taking a step out and trying to make a career out of music, it's something that really is unheard of.
Was it a big adjustment for you going from your small town to Los Angeles and fitting into LA and the lifestyle there for a while?
You know, I still don't know that I would fit in now in LA. I didn't fit in then, but it was definitely a huge adjustment. But honestly, it was fun. You know, it was, I knew I was the outsider. I knew I was the guy that didn't dress like everyone else and I didn't act or talk like everyone else, but it was still fun to just see that part of the world for that long of a time. You know, the last stint in LA, I think, lasted 9 or either 10 weeks. So it became something that I slowly got used to how LA worked, but still didn't fit in.
And how did you handle the pressure of knowing you're on national television and there are millions and millions of people who are judging you and voting on you, and then you had to be critiqued by three celebrities in the process. How did you process that?
You know, for me, I think it was really, really tough out the gate, just the pressure of being on TV, just the pressure of knowing that everything you do, say, every action on that camera is going to be like fine-tooth comb detailed covered, you know? And so it was kind of, there was a lot of pressure in that going into it. But toward the end of it, it was more so of, you know what, I'm going to be me. And if people like it, if they really enjoy it, then they do. And if they don't, then, you know, that's all right. I guess at that point, there's a part of your mind that just goes, I just hope the good outweighs the bad.
Well, I can't imagine singing for Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie. I just can't imagine that. But you did. What was the best advice that you got from which judge?
You know, I think, I don't know if it was advice or reassurance, but they all three at some point throughout the show kind of hinted at the fact that it wasn't just something that I was going to be trying, that it was something that they saw a gift and that they thought that, you know, there was a possible career option there for me if I wanted that. And I think that really helped me a lot because it kind of opened my eyes to, from that small town mindset, you know, of, hey, this has just been cool. It's been a blessing to make it this far to, you know, I could put my foot on the gas here and try to make this thing really work out and look back in 20, 30 years and still be singing for a living.
Yeah, the exposure's massive. It's huge. It's a great way to kind of get in the industry if you're hoping to be discovered. But it's a very short leash. The rope is very short where they, you know, give you a couple of songs. And if you can't, you know, make it work, make it profitable for the label, then you're out.
That's right. And there's some pressure in that coming off of the show, you know, just you get this opportunity to go on TV and then you, like, you know, me, I've been blessed with the opportunity to work with 19 and try to take that next step and find my spot in the industry. But there is still that pressure there, you know, of every song that we release now, there's a lot weighing on it. You know, there's a lot riding on that. If it don't work out, how many chances do they give you for the next song to be the one, you know?
Yes, yes. Chapel Roan said it well when she was on the Grammys. I don't know if you had a chance to catch that, but she, in her acceptance speech, mentioned that the record companies have to be better to the artists and take better care of them because she had lost her contract and lost her health insurance. So she said it's just not fair the way things are going. But I guess it's more of a business these days than an art. There was a time that it was an art, but now it's a business. We have Will Mosley with us here on Border Crossings, who was an American Idol runner up, and that's pretty huge. And I know Lionel Richie was the first to stand for you every single show. He was up there cheering and standing. He loved your sound.
Yeah, you know, there's a special place in my heart for Lionel. He in my audition, I sang "Gone for Good," and that's a song that we'll sing in just a little bit. But he was in a rush, having to catch a flight, and he had to get up and leave, and so he only got to hear like 15 seconds of it. So that was a special part of the show, was I got to come back and sing the song again on the show. I actually wound up singing my own song three times throughout the process of the show. And, you know, Lionel was just always, I give him a hard time the second episode that we were around each other because of him leaving. And he started, he defended himself on camera and laughed, you know, made a joke out of it. And after, he said, look, what was cool was I didn't have to hear a whole lot of it. I knew I liked you. And that was off camera, you know, me and him just really got to share a couple special moments. He was a really great guy. And, you know, just the fact of looking back on the show and seeing how much he supported me and just how good of a person he was, you know, it's still something that I hold special to me.
Well, that's a great experience. It's, you know, certainly one of the greatest life lessons that an artist could ever ask for is to be critiqued and get input from some well-accomplished performers, singers, and singing in front of a country music star like Luke Bryan. That must have also been a little intimidating for you.
It was, you know, Luke's a Georgia guy too, and that's where I auditioned at, was in his hometown of Leesburg. So it was one of those deals of, you know, he's a huge name in our area. He's a huge name in all of country music as well. And he's another one of those just good guys, you know. I mean, he's successful in the music industry, and he's paved his own way in an aspect. You know, he was one of the first people to kind of take that step out into the, you know, different people call it different things. I call it party country because, you know, that's something that I've always heard about Luke being from Georgia, and then meeting him on the show and slowly building a friendship outside of the show on the back end has been special too. But just, he's one of those people, I've always heard it, and you'll always hear it if you bring up Luke Bryan. No matter what, at his shows, there's one person that's going to have more fun than everybody else at the show, and that's Luke Bryan.
Right. Well said. Now, what I, you know, we're going to ask you to do another song. You had teased it earlier. You mentioned it. What is the song you're going to do?
Gone for Good. That's a song that I wrote right by myself, and that's the song that I auditioned with.
Oh, Gone for Good. It's Will Mosley right here on Border Crossings.
Telling myself it'll be okay. And at the end of the long, hard days, I don't believe it no more than I can see it. She runs off mad to a best friend's house. I stay right here, wondering how it'll all work out. I can't see. It'll be 10 p.m., you'll be seeing him. I'll be at home, wonder where you've been. I can hear these thoughts, but I wish you could. There's no letting go, even though I know I should. Are you gone for bad? Are you gone for good? I keep asking myself if it'll ever change. I'm wondering how he had gone insane for some reason. I got only knows why I'm still here. It ain't exactly clear. It'll be 10 p.m. You'll be seeing him. I'll be at home. Wonder where you've been. I can hear these thoughts. Season tired of waiting around, wondering if I win. It'll be 10 p.m. You'll be seeing him. I'll be at home. Wonder where you've been. I can feel these thoughts.
Crossings Gone for Good. and gone for great and gone for superstardom. Will Mosley is with us. So are you going to release an album? Is that part of the plan? You mentioned an EP, but do you have a plan for a full studio album? It's hard to sell albums these days, you know, with the streaming going on.
It is, you know, in the streaming world that we live in, you know, I think in the spot in music that we're at right now, you know, I think the safe play right now is always to just hammer out singles. You know, you're not getting yourself too deep in a hole financially as far as the production and the promotion of them go. But, you know, and you get to kind of get a feel for, okay, this didn't work. So what songs have I written that sound different than this? And, you know, you get that like a temperature check on the music industry, so to speak. But I think for us right now, we've been hammering out singles, just like I'm saying, you know, but we have an idea to put together a group of songs, you know, in today's terms, they call that an EP, and three or four different songs that are similar in sonic sound, and just see how it works. You know, I'm excited about it. So far, everything that we've been working on has been interesting. It's been fresh and new for me. And so I'm excited to see where it goes.
And I always ask artists who are songwriters and singers, what, you know, who that you would like to collaborate with on your dream list, your wish list. If you could collaborate with three artists, dead or alive, who would Will Mosley choose for the three artists, dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Both, either one.
I'll see, that's huge.
Yes.
You know, for me, I have a special spot, and a lot of it has been instilled in me from my guitar player and really good friend, Benji. He's a huge Waylon Jennings fan as well. And so I would have to say Waylon would be on that list. I mean, that's a no brainer for me. You know, second person would probably be Bob Seger. I mean, just held such a special place in my career and life. And then we talked about him earlier, but Chris Stapleton would be a huge one. You know, I mean, he's just, you know, just iconic.
So if Katy Perry called Will Mosley and said, let's do a song together, you'd say, nah.
I'd be on the first plane out.
Will Mosley's our guest, and he did very well on American Idol on television. And now comes the biggest challenge, which is to sustain your success after you leave the TV exposure. You still have to find a way to get seen and heard, and you've done a great job. Are you touring? I think you're going out on tour with the Marshall Tucker Band, if I'm not mistaken.
We have. We've just recently played a weekend of shows with them. We've got another weekend coming up. And, you know, we've been extremely blessed since the show's been over. We've got to work with Zach Brown, another Georgia guy. You know, the Zach Brown Band's just, they're huge in the state of Georgia, and they're huge all over, really. But they're just awesome guys from top to bottom, from assistants to stagehands. I mean, everyone in their crew is just a pleasure to work with, awesome people, and had a lot of fun, you know. And that's something that's been a blessing, is getting to build that relationship with Zach and now Doug with the Marshall Tucker Band. And those guys, they've been awesome. And, you know, I think that's just the special part of it, is find the people that you relate with and the people that their fans relate with me, you know, and just go out and try to play as many shows as possible, get in front of people, you know, because at the end of the day, the TV puts you in front of millions of people. But coming off and showing them that it's more than a 90-second segment of a song on TV is, that's what it's all about, and that's just what we're trying to figure out how to do now.
Well, what has been your highlight so far? I mean, with all the performing you've done, what has been, you know, the aha moment for Will Mosley?
Well, you know, there's been a couple of them, and two of them kind of go hand in hand. So I got to play State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia, with Zach Brown for New Year's Eve. And we came back out toward the end of the night, and we sung Can't You See? Awesome experience. And then just here recently, I was out with Marshall Tucker Band and got to go back out and sing Can't You See with the original band. And, you know, it's so special to just get to share that moment with both of them. You know, it's cool in its own right, because with Zach, it was a just a super exciting time and just had a lot of fun doing it. But then we come back out with the Marshall Tucker Band, and you know, getting to sing it with Doug is just, it's just special, you know. It's just, it don't feel real, and it don't feel like anything I deserve, you know. As a kid from small town in South Georgia, it just an absolute blessing.
And so, have you done any international touring?
Not yet.
Because I'd be very curious to know that we'll have to do a part two when you can spare some time and tell me after you've been there how they responded to country music and, you know, what you thought the differences were there in international performance versus local performances. I imagine in Georgia, you're a hero. Everybody loves, you know, they're very loyal. You know, you got the Bulldogs, you got a lot of different things going on there. But, you know, country music in Georgia, those two goes hand in hand together.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have been doing a little traveling. Honestly, I got to play my first amphitheater show with Zach Brown. We went to New York. So we have made it out of Georgia a little, but, yeah, you know, it's been really fun. We've been all over the Southeast, really.
Yeah, I see your schedule. You've been Des Moines, Omaha. You've been in Milwaukee, Minneapolis. You've been all over the place. You've done a lot of different touring, a lot of different shows. I mean, when you're on stage, and can you tell when you're making a connection with the audience? Can you tell, is one show better than another, or you just go out there and you're in your own world and they're all the same?
You know, I think you can definitely tell. And that's something that I try to find a way to let the audience know that on the stage without being, you know, you don't want to come out on the stage and be like, hey, y'all stand up. You know, if you have to completely direct them, then it's forced. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I think they can absolutely see that when they get into the music and they connect and they have a good time, it just amplifies everything that we do on stage as a band and as a performer or singer. You know, if I look out into a crowd and everyone's up moving around and just having a good time, it just excites me inside. And I mean, the show just flourishes at that point. You know, it just gets 10 times better for me, and it has to get better for them.
And there is no better party than a country music party, I'll tell you that. I've been to a few country music concerts, and I know people know how to have fun. They know how to let loose.
That's right.
So, yeah, I also wanted to know from you, as far as, you know, your career goes, what are you hoping will happen? Do you have goals? Have you set goals for yourself?
You know, absolutely, we have goals. You know, getting more familiar in town in Nashville and around, and it's always kind of been a goal since you start. I think it's everyone's goal that sings country music to one day be able to stand inside the circle of the Grand Ole Opry. You know, I think that's one of those things. It's just a special mark in a career that once you get to do that, you know, it's a blessing on a country music artist's career, you know, and something that's so special to everyone in the industry. You know, from there, there's a lot of goals. You know, there's fill up another calendar year full of shows, play new places. You know, there's the goals of playing in certain venues. You know, Red Rocks is something that's just, in today's time, is probably one of the most sought after venues to play in. And that's the same way for us. Like, there's nothing that would make me happier than to get to go play Red Rocks and play the Opry. And there's just those certain things, you know, and I think certain people set their goals. You know, goals are all personally set for the right reasons, you know. And for me, one of my favorite parts of this whole thing is getting to play shows in front of people. So when you ask me about my goals, it would be to travel to other countries or see new places or play certain stages. And that's where I'm at, you know. But there's certain people who, you know, like I imagine like Chris Stapleton, you know, before his personal career just blossomed, you know, he had the number ones that he wrote for other people. And I'm sure at some point that was one of his goals, you know, and he's achieved that multiple times now. But for me right now, where I'm at is just it's mostly show oriented.
Where were you when you heard your music on the radio for the first time?
I was in my truck in my hometown, and it was a station about an hour and a half away, and it come on, and I was listening. I was like, "Wait, did my phone connect?" And it kind of surprised me, and I turned it up, and I just got that warm feeling inside. You know, it's just that special feeling of, and even that close to home, but just to feel that much support and someone on at the radio station like what I had created enough to put it out there. And you know, it's just a special thing.
You roll down the windows and make sure it's nice and loud, and the car next to you go, "That's me."
Yeah, turn it up a little bit. It's like
Yeah,
even
turn
if
it
they don't
up.
know the song, maybe they'll go listen to it. They'll go look for it.
Will Mosley's our guest on Border Crossings on VOA TV. Will, I wanted to ask if somebody came to you at a record executive level and said, "Will, you can only do one or the other, songwriting or singing. Which would you choose?"
Oh man, those two go so hand in hand for me anyway. Oh, that's a tough one. I would have to say,
I didn't promise easy questions.
no, that's sure. You didn't deliver them either. I love performing so much. You know, when I first started out, it was mostly covers, and I just remember how much I loved it then, and now getting to share my own music, I love it now, but I think it's the performance part of it that just makes it so special. I'd probably have to say performing.
And so, do you feel more comfortable in a festival environment where there's 50,000 people, or do you feel more comfortable in a small, intimate setting with, a thousand, several hundred, whatever? Which do you prefer to perform in?
You know, I there's a certain part of me that like when I step out onto the stage and I grab a mic stand or I throw a guitar over me that the comfortableness comes there. That's where I find the comfort at. And like I love the huge crowds as long as they're into it, but I also find a lot of comfort in me and an acoustic guitar and playing an acoustic break in the middle of a set. You know, no matter the size of the crowd, that like intimate setting, I find so much comfort in that. I don't know really how to explain why or how, but it's just something that I found that I just absolutely love it.
Well, in the remaining time that we have, we got time for another song. So what is the next song we're going to be treated to?
The next song will be Good Book Bad. It's the song that I released at the season finale of American Idol.
All right, Good Book Bad. Here is Will Mosley on Border Crossings.
Back on the home team, on a back road and in between his fifth and sixth. When he saw those blue lights, couldn't walk that straight line. His daddy cussed and mama cried when they bailed him out of there. He got in the truck, he said, "You got what you." Brought him a button-up and drug his buster. So boy, you need the good book back when all your running around's gotta slow down a little, living just a little too fast. You gotta meet the man somewhere in the middle. Sometimes you gotta take a step back and look at you and ask who you are down in your heart. Ain't that far off track. It ain't that hard to get back. You just need a good book back. He was 28, thought they were gonna wait about a week from the due date. He'll never forget. back. Look at you now, who you are down in your home. Ain't that far off track. It ain't that hard to get back. You just need a good book bag. Life don't stop and no one's perfect. Straight and narrow throws you curses. If you're anything like me, sometimes all you need is a good book bag. When all you're running around's gotta slow down a little, you're living just a little too fast. You gotta meet the man somewhere in the middle. Sometimes you gotta take a step back. Look at you now, who you are down in your heart. Ain't that far off track. It ain't that hard to get back. You just need a good book bag. Yeah. We all need a good book.
Border Crossings, Will Moseley performing Good Book, Bad. That's an interesting name for a title. What inspired you to write that?
So I actually didn't write that. I got that from a couple of really talented guys out of Nashville. And so I got a list of songs right before the season finale. It was like 25 songs, and it was all work tapes and demos. And I listened through the whole list.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like three songs that jumped out at me, and that was one of the three. Kept listening, and I narrowed it down, and I kept going through them. And that one song, I just couldn't get away from it. You know, it describes my life in a sense. You know, being from South Georgia, come from a fairly religious family, and you know, just that feeling of home when I heard it. And just knowing that, like, you know, growing up as a child, there was things we did that we screwed up and we got in trouble. And it just felt like something that my grandmas, that they would tell me, you know, or my parents is, son, you need Jesus. You know what I mean? And it's like, I just got that personal connection to it. And I just fell in love with it and really believed in it. And so that's what we went with.
That's great. Will Moseley on Border Crossings. And in the few minutes we have left, I've got a couple questions. One of the questions for you is, you know, if the situation presented itself for you to perform in front of a king or a queen or a president or whatever, would you want to do that?
You know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. There's perks to every situation. There's also always going to be a negative side effect to most things you do. You know, every choice has a good and a bad to it. And I would never be opposed to it, I don't think. You know, there's certain situations you'd always decline in, but outside of that, I think so.
Okay, good. Well, maybe we'll get you here for like a Capitol Fourth concert or something like that when, you know, in the future in Washington, D.C. Have you ever performed in Washington, D.C.?
I have not.
Oh, well, there you go. That's on your to-do list as well. So before you go, I mean, I know that you're a former football player and you know all about the game. What do you think of Jaden Daniels, our Washington quarterback?
Yeah, I like him. You know, I think he's a great, great athlete. He's in the league, so that's always a plus.
He just got the award for the rookie offensive player of the year, so that's fantastic.
It's huge. So just – great, great athlete for sure.
Now, before you go, I want you to have an opportunity to send a message out to the worldwide audience that are tuning in and meeting Will Moseley for the first time. Some of them are, you know, international. Some of them are in America. And in addition to that, the troops are tuned in as well. So what would you like to say?
You know, if you've supported us until this point, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you for everything that you've helped us accomplish and all the dreams you've helped come true for us. And if this is your first time hearing of me, I hope you've liked what you've heard today. Go follow us on social media and keep up with everything going on. We hope to come near you soon, you know. To the men and women who serve the great country of the United States, thank you so much for the sacrifices that you provide, the freedoms that you provide for this country. I greatly appreciate it, and I hold it close to my heart.
And you mentioned social media sites. Where can people get more Will Mosley?
All social media is at Will Mosley Music. Mosley is spelled Mosley with two E's.
Well, thank you, Will. I'm glad we were able to put this together. You have a great career ahead of you, and you're off to a great start. So thank you for joining us here on Border Crossings.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Will Mosley, our guest today. This is Border Crossings, and you're watching VOA TV.